Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk.
That's not my plight. But be careful.
question tonight, everybody. Where unfortunately, it was a whopping 67. No, actually, it was a whopping 76 degrees here today, midday. I'm sorry, not gloating. I'm sorry. 917-889-3926. Get your hot chocolate, your hot tea, your hot latte, whatever you need. Hey, bundled up. Listen to us. We are the Social Lab. Hey, we should have had Eddie Lotto on tonight with the Blue Flame money line. He stopped past last Friday because we were all, no, not last Friday, Friday before last, because we was off all last week. Dropped some jewels, but unfortunately the snow in VA is going to prevent him from coming tonight. I don't think that it's snowing that bad, but apparently whatever he's trying to do, the snow has delayed. However, we got those other folk up in here, all the way live from Itty Bitty Plant City. She don't need no hot chocolate, but she's still hot in chocolate. Give it up. Welcome to the show.
And I sure am. And to all of my people up and down the East Coast, all the way down to Georgia, Mississippi, bundle up, be safe, stay off the roads if you don't have to be out there. Listen, especially in the DMV, as a past resident, I know and I will say it and will mean it, VDOT is never on time with the salt or the sand. So if you don't have to be out there, don't try it.
Just
don't try it.
You can forget about AAA tonight. You can forget about it.
And my Georgia people, remember what happened last year. It's not worth
yeah,
it.
Just stay home.
Yeah,
just
don't get out
home,
there
yeah.
and get stuck. Or you and, you know, the babies and just stay home, really. School's canceled.
They got two salt trucks per county.
Yeah, get you some hot chocolate. Get you a hot toddy, you know. Make some babies that'll be born in, what, January?
Scorpio season, baby. Scorpio,
yeah,
nah,
you
know, nah, nah, it's Scorpio season.
In November? Yeah,
it's a Scorpio,
yeah.
Yes, it is. Yes, it's 9 months from two.
Yeah.
9 plus 2 make is 11.
Some,
Scorpio season.
Make you some babies.
Trust me,
ladies and gentlemen,
I'm a product. I'm a product of the blizzard of 78 in the Northeast. Trust me, I know. Scorpio babies happen from blizzards in February.
Oh,
I had the nerve to ask my mama. We was watching the Weather Channel. It was like, we haven't seen this much snow since the blizzard of 1978 that came in February. I said, I did the math in February. 78?
Hey, that's me.
I said, Ma, you was living here in 78, right?
Found out something
she
you
was
didn't
like,
want to
know
about your mama.
Yo, I said, so wait a minute. Yeah, and I had to walk out the room. She was like, hey, what you want us to do? Who snowed in?
I said, don't blame them.
There wasn't
a lot to do back then.
So, I guess so. It's all good. It's all good. But yo, Gene, I wanna congratulate. I saw your flick, your party and your people you was partying with in Atlanta or whatever. I seen your boo thing, man. I didn't know he was a long lost brother, Gerald LeVert.
Oh, you got Joe.
Yo. I looked at that joke and said, I ain't no Casanova.
Oh, wow.
Yo,
Toby
here.
Coming for you.
Hey,
yeah,
hey, you got to catch him first.
Shout out to my bear. Mm-hmm. That's funny.
Word, I said Gerald LeVert lives.
Gerald LeVert, I am.
I said he lives.
That's a throwback. That's a throwback.
I mean, he might not look like that in person, but in that picture... I can't.
Don't be jealous because his beard connects all the way around in yours.
Yeah, I give props to the full beards of the world. I give props to them. I ain't got no hang time on my mustache. I know what it is. It's all good.
Yeah.
But I'm bold enough to still pull it off, though.
Yeah.
True Hill folks, who we'll be going to check them out. We'll be right back.
ride with me, baby. You've been seeing another Chico. And baby, you know that he can't go down like me. Another motherfucker can't freak like me. So mommy, tell me one little thing. How deep is your love for me?
I'm living the life for me. Tell me what it's gonna be. Do you see yourself somewhere? I like me on a low low, so your friends won't know. See now, how deep is your love for me? Tell me what it's gonna be. Do you see yourself from the weather? I like me on a low low, so your friends won't know. See now.
Thank you, little mommy. Puerto Rican, I see. Love the way you wiggle it, the way you move your body. He can make you get wetter than me, but I bet you keep telling you he's better than me.
Ooh, you know that he can't go down like me. You know the motherfucker can't freak like me. So mommy, tell me one little thing. How deep is your love for me? How deep is your love for me? Tell me what it's gonna be. I see you see yourself from the way I like me on a low low.
Here in the Social Lab, TM Hyman Radio Live, your girl Hot Chocolate, the General, Save James. Money Monday, we are up in here. That is Black Angel Down with their rendition of Tell Me by the great Drew Hill, who we will definitely be hanging out with on March 6th at the USF Sundome for... What is the show called?
Drew Hill, it's John B, and I believe it's Genuine.
Mm-hmm.
All the way live from Charlotte. She up in here, leaning back in her handy chair. Give it up, Madam.
Yeah, straight off the living room floor.
They slide her across
right.
The ice and the snow, too.
Hey, I'm trying to tell you, good gracious. Good afternoon in the morning time. What's up, everybody? It's cold.
You got the baby blizzard, too?
Listen, I don't know what it's doing outside. It's ice raining and cold is I don't know what. I had to put on my fat girl suit to go outside today.
Uh-uh.
You know, the plastic suit that's supposed to make you lose your fat. Put that under your sweatpants so you don't feel the air.
The Missy Elliott super duper fly joint.
Yeah. Boom.
Speaking of super duper fly, listen, black people. Listen. Red Lobster is no longer that place that you get super duper fly to go show off your fur coat, really?
I agree.
Listen,
I'm gonna need you to go ahead and put the North Face of the Triple Fat Goose on and go and get the butter.
I agree.
Listen.
That was a lunch.
Super duper fly with the fur up in Red Lobster. Listen.
Too much.
Listen,
hey.
People. Wait.
Yeah, you need your ass beat for that. Yeah.
Yeah, you're doing too much. Doing too much.
Listen, Red Lobster is not the place.
That's
just
not so thirsty
know.
To be seen.
Just
I haven't worn my fur coat in
no.
years.
Not
yes.
Listen,
that's
so
overdressed.
So understand why it's that odder. I wanted to put it. You know, we will say that much more. It's that odder that I am in Florida and I saw a fur coat in Red Lobster.
Now, why did you see a fur coat in Red Lobster and it was 76 degrees today? That person needs to be open hand, finger spaced
need
out straight to the forehead slapped for that.
Because we were super duper fly. They was focused on super duper fly.
Doing too much.
Mama fly!
Yeah.
I
Absolutely.
Yes.
That's exactly what that needed right there.
I totally agree.
Yes.
Hey, Money Monday was scheduled tonight with the Blue Flame Money Line, that dude, Eddie Lotto. He will be back with us next Monday. Hey, that snow up north has thrown folks a curveball. So, hey, we freestyling it tonight, talking about whatever we want to talk about. So, listen, we got a new mixtape coming. And Sade
yeah.
probing Hot Chocolate on her critique.
Uh-oh.
Listen, we all
yeah, Hot Chocolate. Let me hear what you got to say.
It's all love.
I told you. I love the music. I love the arrangement. I'm just not a fan of the echo. Through the whole
so
ho,
I'm,
ho,
I'm,
ho, 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 ho. C-D-D-D.
Son. Check it. I'm reliving my DJ Clue.
Whoa.
Am I wrong?
G.
In S.
Reverb.
No, I dig it. But I'm gonna keep it funky with you. It's been toned down a great deal when it went to the sound engineer. He toned it down a great deal. He threw a little bit on it just for the effect of it all.
You don't need it,
before that,
that's what I'm saying. Your music and yourself as a host. Those two things speak for themselves, and I think that takes away from the quality of the production. That's just my opinion now. You can leave it on there if you want.
Yeah, no, we're going to leave it on it for this one. No, shut up. We're going to leave it on it for this one, but next one, I take your advice, though. It's all good. And like I said, I got to be able to accept honest, constructive criticism. But for the first one, ladies and gentlemen, y'all will hear me echo a little bit. It's not as severe as she might be blowing it up to be, but it's noticeable.
Not every word is
but
like,
guess what?
Right.
You will have a chance to hear yourself, folks.
Yeah.
So stand
Hop
by
that,
for more to come.
That's right.
Called,
yeah,
what's
that's
the
what
name of the gift saved? What's the name? Madam Boston?
It's called the Living Room Floor.
What's the name of the gift?
Living Room Floor. It's called the Living Room Floor, Volume 1.
Yes. And I mean, I
named
just,
with
like,
love.
Exactly, because the reason why I said living room floor is because that's where I first started learning how to dance, and we listened to music. It was in the living room, because that's where the stereo was. And anytime they were partying, that's where, the living room floor.
Yeah.
So, hey, so
we thought it was because you spend so much time trying to pick them pills up off the living room floor out of that pill bottle.
Don't vacuum yet.
Okay, I dropped my bottle yesterday. Right.
Don't vacuum
nobody
yet.
Nobody move.
Not vacuum.
I've gotten better. I got a smaller pill container. Now if I drop it all in one space.
There you go.
Listen, my grandmother dropped her pill container one day, and she was like, "Don't nobody move nowhere."
Yo, I know, for real.
Somebody tell the waitress bring some racks in. The stripper running to the pole when we back in. All go Trinidad, chains on my ass. I walk up in it, I fuck, stop, then I leave.
Christmas Eve, ho. I tell her like them pimps, we gon' get rich, you just believe, ho. I make them gator back, the main coach a pet peeve, ho. I guess that's just me, ho. Asian chick named me, ho. Do her dish, do my beef, then you come do me, ho. I be on that, represent where you born at. Real niggas can't beat them, gotta join that.
p.m. on the East Coast, 6:22 p.m. on the West Coast. Y'all in the middle, figure it out. Yes, because we be on it. It's TM Hyman Radio Live on Monday.
Word.
And everything.
Word. Yeah. So off air, we were talking about Hot Chocolate's boyfriend, the stepbrother to Gerald LaVert. To Gerald LaVert's stepbrother.
Nigga, ain't no step. Ain't no step. That's a lost twin.
Shout out to my boo.
Ain't no estranged step.
He's a hater, babe, because his beard don't connect. That's all.
CeeLo confessed her tendency to pass out for celebrities. She talked about how she has so many pictures of Hot Chocolate's boyfriend. And so
what? Gerald LaVert. Wondering what to do with all these pictures. Wondering what to do with the pictures. Can I sell them? Can I put them on eBay? Like, how does this work? Yeah.
You might be able to.
Well, I guess it depends on how provocative the pictures are.
Well, I wasn't in them. I was 12 years old.
People don't really care about pictures no more unless they got body parts hanging out or as people, in the midst of intercourse. You really just don't even care.
Yeah.
People are just so ratchet at this stage.
Hold on. Now, y'all know women love to watch Gerald LaVert sweat. So, and he was showing up sweaty in these damn pictures, I promise.
Now, my
hit me up with an offer.
You know what's crazy? What's funny is there are some people listening right now, unfortunately, asking themselves, who are they talking about?
Gerald LaVert.
Oh.
Gerald LaVert, right?
Gerald LaVert. You better Google him.
Is he on YoungBoy?
Are you listening?
No,
do your homework. Hey. Hey,
he
do
passed
your research
a couple of years ago.
Every month anyway. Do your damn
is
research.
Is he one of them doing this money dance?
Think about it.
You know what? Hell no.
I mean, there's a generation that doesn't know, they don't know Missy Elliott, they don't know Paul McCartney, they damn sure don't know Gerald LaVert.
Sure don't.
And that's sad.
Yeah. They probably the reason why they ain't here, too. Mess around.
Right. Exactly.
They was conceived.
What?
Mess around.
I'm trying to tell you. Look, Albie Shore couldn't even sing it. And there's some babies here messing with him. And he had a nice album. Couldn't sing, but those lyrics was tough.
Albie Shore got a unibrow. Ain't nobody with unibrow.
Albie Shore was
light-skinned
in a jacket. In a
Listen. Style.
Yes.
Thank you. That's what I was just about to say. In the early 90s, light-skinned brother was popular.
Yeah.
Christopher
Williams?
A little bit of curl to your hair. A little bit of curl to your hair and be able to turn red when somebody smack you, you was in there. You was in
And if your hair could stay wet looking, you were good.
I remember when Albie Shore got punched in the eye around my block. I ain't going to never forget that. He came around the block with the black eye. A Heavy D's cookout. Never going to forget that. Never going to forget that.
I love Heavy D. Speaking of him, R.I.P. Heavy D.
Another light skin.
Yeah.
Another light-skinned brother.
You know what I mean? Yes. And nobody cared that he was heavy. We didn't care.
Nope.
We loved him anyway.
Nah, but nobody cared, yeah, because Heavy was the man.
Right.
He had so much confidence.
To put Mount Vernon on the map. That's what I'm saying.
There was confidence behind it.
But the thing was, the thing about Heavy that I love so much, just being that I'm from Mount Vernon, and, I grew up seeing him around the block all the time, he used to throw his end-of-the-summer barbecues at the community pool behind my buildings, yo. Our buildings set up like little projects and everything. and we had the big community pool that everybody from the South Side would come to and everything like that. On Labor Day was the last day to pool. This was my first experience as like 10 years old seeing cats making it rain for strippers keeping it PG-13. They was in their bikinis, but they were still earning their money at the time. And they were, I never forget it, I was about 12 years old. They had it was one of the strippers' birthdays, and it had a cake that had a man's schlong on it with a hand, with a woman's hand on it, making it reach that point as part of the icing, talking about a hard man is good to find. Never going to feel I was scarred for the rest of my life. Yo,
wow.
I'm talking about cake? This is the kind of stuff cake? I was seeing at 12 years old growing up because of Heavy D. Having the shorties getting busy behind my building, son, at the pool, getting it popping. Greg Nice, Chris Markey D, Dougie Fresh. All them cats was coming out. All those Bronx cats was coming out for my man Hev. It was crazy. Crazy. Never going to forget that.
Send me the cake.
I've had it out there.
Send me the cake.
The cake? Yo, and you know what's the crazy part about it? That cake was slamming. I don't know where they got it from.
Sure.
I think it was a Carvel cake because we had a Carvel right on the corner from my building. I think it was an ice cream cake. Yo, it had the little chocolate crunchies in the middle. Forget about it.
Mm-hmm.
I was over. I was done.
That's,
he was
hilarious.
Giving it out to everybody. Hev was the man, yo. Hev was the man. Straight up. Oh, my gosh. This crown apple is hitting. Anyway.
There he goes. There he goes.
Yo.
And
we about to be snowed in tomorrow. I'm trying to tell you, we about to be snowed
in tomorrow.
Oh, yeah,
true. Get it in.
If the forecast
is
right. Hey, why not? You know what I'm saying? Why not? Why not?
It's time to do hair. I need hair.
Well, we'll have a new James baby to name in November then.
Mm-mm.
Oh, yay.
White have my head.
Scorpio, we need some more Scorpio.
She can't do no more 10 pounders. She can't do no more 10 pounders.
Oh,
good.
Great,
yeah. Yeah.
Shout out
we have
to
big
Mrs.
Baby.
James.
Hey, Listen to me when I tell you she's using that 10 pounds anyway.
Okay.
See what I'm talking about? Because of the baby.
Can we go to the next song, please?
Radio Live.
Use that 10. Silent. Okay, not
10 pounds of cooking. Oh, my God.
Be the type to provide it to me and let a thug hit it. You ain't gotta get dressed to do your hair, girl. I got 24 hours. It's just me and you. I got 24 hours. You won't have nothing on for 24 hours. Yeah, you love going on makeup on. Sexing the moon. You ain't no good girl, you a bad girl. You ain't no side chick. You know you fine. You a sticky with your cute arrow. I know. Everywhere you said it. And getting dumb. Wake up and do it again. Girl, don't hide it from me. You should be the type to provide it to me. And let a thug hit it. You ain't gotta get dressed to do your hair, girl. I got 24 hours. It's just me and you. I got 24 hours. 24 hours. 24 hours. You won't have nothing on for 24 hours. Walking around combing your hair, and you know that I want it right here. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Catch you while you're cleaning up. Yeah, yeah, you won't
TM
Hyman Radio Live.
TM Hyman Radio Live. I got it, baby. TM Hyman Radio Live. Oh, what is this? Little drummer boy, rubber pump pump? Wrong song. Oh, bad, baby. Rubber pump pump? Little drummer boy, get out of here. 9:34 p.m. Get it right. All right? We in this joint. And we all over the place. Guess what? It don't matter.
What?
Just guess what we're talking about. Real talk, real people, real
Everything.
Time. That's our motto. That's what we're sticking
by.
Right.
You
know,
like see us in the streets, baby.
Do something with it.
See us in the streets.
Exactly.
He's going to stab you.
What?
Dare
you. Word.
She's
going to
be dropping lungs. Collapsing
I
lungs.
I dare
what?
You.
Dare
Tell
you
him.
Say something.
Yeah.
She woke up like that.
Damn right.
She's flawless.
Straight off the living room floor. Anyway.
Damn right.
Same
day okay.
right here, man. We here with the Squizzy, man. Got TM Hyman, Hot Chocolate, CeeLo Boston, man. Yo, Toya Cool, where you at, man? We need some money. We need some financial tips if you're listening. Hurry up, man. Put that Merlot down and get with us.
Okay.
Wait. You know she over there getting drunk off that red. She off that red, that sleeping potion. Anyway.
Yeah, the kids is out of school there, too, so.
That's what I'm saying. She ain't got nothing to do with them all. Might as well get drunk. Anyway, yo, I'm going to give this tip to the people that's listening right now. Also, for real, if y'all ain't picked up that Crown Apple yet, I'm like an unofficial spokesman for them. And, yo, what you need to do, put some frozen pineapples and mangoes in that joint. Do about 2 cups with that in there. And then start taking that fruit. Yo, consuming the fruit. Pause. Wait a minute. Start consuming the pineapples and mangoes. After that second cup. And
we know what he's been consuming.
For the shock of your life.
Yeah.
I gotta use synonyms, man. I'm a thesaurus, B. Anyway, yo, I was checking something on Facebook today, man. I don't know if y'all saw this, but in Tennessee State, did y'all see this thing? About how the group of homosexual men in Tennessee State want to be AKAs
for discrimination.
Are you kidding me?
What?
They want a what?
Wait. Fill me with no hands on this. I'm not talking about y'all.
Everybody can't talk.
I got this. What I'm saying is in Tennessee State, there are a group of homosexual men that are feeling they are being discriminated against because they cannot join the AKAs. So they started their own fraternity or sorority called the Miakas, the Men AKAs.
Being AKAs.
Yo,
yes.
Son, what is the deal?
They wear their colors way too far. They do everything
to
emulate AKAs.
Yo, I'll give you this. You know, those of that faction or that lifestyle, you guys have fought for your rights to be treated, you know, accordingly to the Constitution of the United States. I get that. But when it comes to stuff like this, why does our hand have to be forced in order to accept certain things? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not, you know, like I said, you do what you do. I'm not judging you. I don't have a heaven or hell to put you in. But at the same time, it's like, you know, I'm just saying like this. You know, why are you trying to force us to accept certain things?
That's stupid. I'm sorry.
You know what
okay,
I'm saying?
Okay.
That's just buffoonery
okay,
right there,
so,
baby. They really wound.
True enough. But let me say this, because while you were talking, I just visualized probably what they go through if they wanted to go join the men's group, right? I mean, the men's fraternity. They would be tortured. Hold on, let me say this. They would be tortured, right, if they went with the men. But,
they wouldn't be allowed
in. This is just what happened. Right. They wouldn't be allowed in, and they'd be tortured if they were. Okay, so then
That's what they did.
Right, but the whole thing is because if they're changing their way in their life to be a woman, then they want to be able to do womanly things. Now, the part where I have an issue, because I don't think they should be able to, and you know, I'm pretty liberal, but I don't agree with them.
Pretty
being
boy.
Able to join the AK You're damn right. If he can ski for somebody, shit. I mean, excuse me. Look,
I'm not
now.
Gay.
What?
No.
What?
Listen,
but it's just like them. I ain't gay no more. But look, right, the part that I have a problem with is because they want to use, along with that, they want to use the women's bathroom. They want to be able to go in there.
Nah,
go in the women's bathroom.
I'm not gay no more.
Over the top. Over the top.
I am delivered. To the T. I'm going
to
deliver.
They need to deliver themselves out of this buffoonery. Right. Women are AKAs. Men have fraternities. Women have sororities.
Fraternities.
Leave it at that. If
fraternal.
You want to have your own
fraternal
type of group because of, you know, what you believe in, if you want to emulate it, do that. But, you know, of course you're not going to be able to do it exactly like the AKAs because they are their individual group. You can do something that's similar to it and have your own. No, you are. No, you are. You still are. Really. You still are. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. But just know that you'll never be an AKA. You will never be a pink and green. And I'm not going to do their call because I'm not one of them. But, yeah, you won't be one of them.
Yeah. Yeah. I know a couple of ski weirs. I know a couple of ski weirs, and they're not really feeling this right
they're
now.
They're not happy at all.
At all. It's a buffoonery at its highest order right here, man.
Yep.
Let me say this real quick. It's just because this is, you know, on the heels of Black History Month, I'm very proud of my ethnicity and our history, our rich history that's been swept under the rug so readily. But
right.
Why, when this buffoonery takes place, why does it have to always be us on Front Street with this
why?
Garbage?
Because white people,
why do
white
we have
people
to set
don't
the
respond
trend?
The same.
Why,
why
do we have to set
don't
the trend?
The look how many gay men took over the fashion industry.
It bothers me. All I'm saying, it bothers me that, and I'm not even talking about the whole
clothes you have on right
like
now
that.
Was probably designed by a gay man.
You know, if you gay, you gay. You know what I'm saying? I'm not even talking about the whole gay thing right now. You know what I'm saying? Because they control a lot of things that we're not really privy to. And you got to be careful what
exactly
you say, because they'll come turn your lights out before you know what's okay happening. So
they worse than the beehive. They worse than the beehive.
Oh,
the Beyonce
talk. Don't get it twisted. Yeah, don't get it twisted. They are a connected network. They are a connected network underground that is becoming more out in the open that you need to fear when it comes to
your
this
ass
type
will
of
be
platform
in the cold in the blizzard. Don't
they,
get
yes
it okay mistaken.
They will find you and they will shut you down. So I'm not no way
yeah
shape or form tearing down that community or whatever like that. But it's just like, it just has a certain angst within myself. Like, why do we as a people have to be the clowns? We have to be the, you know, the coons. We have to be the idiots, the village fools, the village idiots.
Okay, but let me clarify
for this, man.
You're going on a rant right now, so I just want to make sure that you are not, when you say that they're idiots, they're buffoons, you're not talking about gay people, are you?
No, I'm talking about these clowns at Tennessee State. That's what I'm talking about.
Right.
Not because of their lifestyle affiliation, not because of their lifestyle affiliation, because of the what they're proceeding to try to execute. That's what I'm talking about.
Right.
Trying
to use a woman's bathroom is just crazy. If you got a ding-a-ling, that joint goes in the pee-pee hole. You know what I'm saying? Come on.
Time.
I mean, if you're going to switch it up now, then I
go
think
all
you
the
can
way
go to the women's bathroom. But men go to the men's bathroom, women go to the women's bathroom. Unless you're in the 7-Eleven and somebody's stinking
whether you
up
like
the
it
men's,
or not
then you go into the women's.
then you're going to the woman.
Right.
You know, like, I just go in the men's bathroom and sit down. That's all you do. Shut the stall door and sit down if you don't want to stand up at the urinal in front of the other boys.
Don't you sit down on them toilets.
Hey, it's like my
you
man Tyreek.
Line it up or something.
Hey, like my man Tyreek said in Mad Real World Chappelle Show, he said, when you go to the bathroom, you sit down when you pee. Let me get you standing up and pee. You sit down when you pee.
Crazy.
I don't want a bad chick, cause I don't want no mediocre. Don't want no mediocre, I don't want no mediocre. No, bad mama see this, ain't no mediocre. Don't want no mediocre, I won't hit no mediocre. You're a bad chick, starting on a mediocre. On a mediocre, you start on a mediocre. Seven women with me and none are mediocre. From their head to their tongue, they look far from mediocre. Right hand out. Solid swell. I never go with her, she don't do her hair no more. And you don't get no kiss if it's a bush down there. Girl, I should see nothing but nookie when I look down there. They come and get with me, shout her, what better to do? He called me, asking how you doing, tell him better than you. Yeah, I'm kicked back with four pieces like a Kit Kat. Me hitting, if you ain't a dime, just forget that. Pretty face, flat out, and she on hell. Hell, wanna leave, well, I think I pass. I just handed her the key to a new dry jam. When she took it, I took it back. You should have asked for a beer. That's me on the back. Cause I don't want no mediocre, don't want no mediocre, I don't want no mediocre, no. Bad mama Cedars, ain't no mediocre, don't want no mediocre, I won't hit no mediocre, you. Bad shit, starting on a mediocre, on a mediocre, you start on a mediocre. Seven, women with me and none are mediocre, from their head to their toes, ain't no far from mediocre.
Heard he wanna lay it down on Iggy Iggy, gave it to him twice. Now he wanna three Mike Bibby Diva, but I need a bad boy. Rest in peace, Whitney, part of me, but I don't think none of these bitches with me. Why the billboard stop running in place? Heels on me saying give me 6 inches of space. Courtside, why designer frames cover my face? Now everybody in the game wanna get him a taste. I'm still grand hustle first lady. You pay me that he won't go 12 rounds with $1 million baby. I could change your life quick, stop playing with me. And if you ain't talking money, what you saying to me?
I don't want a bad chick, cause I don't want no mediocre. Don't want no mediocre, I don't want no mediocre. No, bad mama Cedars, ain't no mediocre. Don't want no mediocre, I won't hit no mediocre. You're a bad chick, starting on a mediocre. On a mediocre, you start on a mediocre. Seven, women with me, and none are mediocre. From their head to their toes, they don't fall from mediocre. I'm in Brazil with a chick. Kept me in the mansion in the heel with a chick. Get out in tennis shoes, throw some heels on a chick. I'm the type of guy to split a meal with a chick. Hold up, only is she bad. I had trying to find someone that's better than my last go. Take her to my castle, drown her in my castle. Say that thing so little she can fit it in her way. Hey, told me she can't ride that down no further than a cab. Said I got that down down. She wanna be my doula. So she give me brain, get into it on the scooter. Have sex on the beat from Bermuda to Cuba. I need a lot of dime, but I'm looking for a cute chick. Give me that. What she said when she got too fit. When I ain't around, give a damn who you do it with. Pretty face, Minaj, they didn't say 20 at the same time, wanna get your rent paid. I don't want a bad chick, cause I don't want no mediocre. Don't want no mediocre, I don't want no mediocre. No, bad mama Cedars, ain't no mediocre. Don't want no mediocre, I won't hit no mediocre. You're a bad chick, starting on a mediocre. On a mediocre, you start on a mediocre. Seven, women with me and none are mediocre. From their head to their toes, ain't no far from mediocre.
Up in this joint. Hey, yo, you know what's bugging me out right now? Yo, this hashtag thing. First of all, people have no idea what the real hashtag thing is about. We educated folks here a while back, so we're going to do it again. Listen, if you really want to understand the power of a hashtag, you need to go to twubs.com. Twubs, T-W-U-B-S.com. Listen, I saw one of my beloved do something with a hashtag that irritates me, but it was funny, and I connected, so I'm going to talk about it. Hot chocolate. Hashtag something about moving to Atlanta by the end of the year. Listen, people who put full sentences in after a hashtag, that frustrates me.
Yeah.
Hey, but you liked it. But you liked it. You liked it, and it made sense. Yes, it did. Operation moving to the...
Listen, hey, I'm thinking the social lab might be live, like
reloading
ATL possibly by the end of the year. And we hadn't
That's
even talked.
Right.
a hot chocolate and I had not talked, but when she posted that hashtag movement or mission to move to Atlanta by the end of the year, I was like, damn, that's a long hashtag.
But
I connected with the ATL. So much love.
There you go. There you go.
Movements. We don't know. We
make
just saying,
it
so maybe a
make
location
yeah.
for us sometime this year. Watch
yeah.
out, America. Watch
yeah, just
out,
watch
world.
Out for those Miyakas out there in ATL. Watch out for those Miyakas out there in ATL.
Oh, my God. Oh,
Lord.
That out.
Lord. Hey.
I'm just saying.
Listen, I want my lights to stay on when I move. Stop it.
Okay.
I'm just saying. Hey.
Listen,
I respect
all people. I respect all people for what they
do too.
At the end of the day. But this is one thing I have to say. I mean, listening to that, this is what I don't understand, America. Like, I ain't talking to the world right now. I know we have access. We have listeners all over the world. But I'm talking to America right now, specifically African-American males. Like, I'm talking to you right now. I don't know what has taken place. Like, where we think there's this sense of entitlement or this sense that we think we can do whatever we want to do. Many of us, you know, really walking around grown men with little boy problems that we need to solve, because you live in lives that are reckless and backwards and confusing and upside down and twisted, and you got to get it right. These crooked ways got to be made straight, like, quick, because you've lost
Take
your
it.
Mind. Listen. Listen, there is only one way, one movement. Either you a man or you a woman. And I understand America has created a whole lot of gray. Listen, we've confused kids. We have suicide
yeah.
at an all-time high, unemployment at an all-time, high. Come on. It's messed up. You know why? Because we think we can do what we want to do. African-American men, get back in position. Get back in position and take care of your kids. Get out
yes.
of here. Come on. I know you don't want to be like your daddy. I know your mom, you know, might not have treated you right, and you got all this stuff bottled up. Listen, grown men are walking around with little kid problems. We got to get it together so we can get it back on track. This is a stupid.
Okay.
A group of men
okay.
want to be AKAs? Really? Stop it.
Can I add something? Can I add something real quick
stop
to that? And I'm going to stop right here. Just to piggyback off your statement, you saying how we think we could do whatever we want. Technically, just because I'm militant and I'm big into him, I'm a history buff, we really can do whatever we want. Nothing
but
that,
there's a price
nothing
to
that
pay.
Anybody can
Clearly
do to stop
we
us.
We can do whatever
but,
we want. We're doing
but,
it. But there's a price to
but,
pay.
But that's what I was saying. It's all how you channel the energy. It's all how you channel it. Because if it's channeled in the right reasons, we as a entity would be unstoppable if we really understand what we have within us. And I'm gonna leave it there because I'm not gonna go any further. Okay, but
I'll pick up from where you left it. I'll pick up from where you left it to say he's absolutely right. I think the proof is in
yep.
the pudding. We have more than we've ever had in our communities. Ever in the history of America. Guess what? We got a black president. We have more than we've
right.
ever had. Clearly, we can do what we want in the sense that there's no mountain high enough. There's no valley low enough. If you're determined enough, you can make anything happen. This is what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying. There's right and there's wrong. There's a lot of people running around thinking that a whole bunch of stuff we're doing wrong is right.
Is right, yeah.
And listen, there is a price to pay. You know what happens? You know what comes out of running around reckless? Death. Death, prison, HIV, kids out of wedlock, death. I mean, let's keep – this is real talk. This is real – we're talking about real people in real times.
Yeah.
I mean, our kids
mm-hmm.
are watching this. Kids are watching this.
Mm-hmm.
Our kids are watching this. And it's already out of control. What is it going to
mm-hmm.
be for their lifetime? In their lifetime for their kids and their kids and their kids. Guess
yeah.
Let
mm-hmm.
me drop,
blur
drop
lines
this jewel
for real.
And I'm going to shut up. Let me drop this jewel and I'm going to shut
and
up.
I got one more, too.
This is a serious topic, right? You need to do some research, folks,
on what's happening to the birth rate right now, specifically in the African-American population. Because of what, I mean, we talk about it because it's real talk, but because of the rate of homosexuality and lesbianism in America, kids are not being born at the rate that they were once being born. Guess what that means? Right. It means a population of people is dying off because there's no
Absolutely.
Production or reproducing happening. We got to get back in.
Mm-hmm. And last thing I'm going to say to that, you're speaking on the power that we have carnally. I'm speaking metaphysically. If we understand
right.
what we have metaphysically on a higher understanding of it all, you dig what I'm saying? If we
and
knew what really had with the secrets that we really had locked up within us.
Spirituals.
Yeah,
right.
And then we'll go there. Spiritual, metaphysically, if we really understand the treasures and the powers that we have locked up within our DNA, that we have no idea what we've been stripped of believing that we really possess, there'd be nothing that could stop us for real. And I'll stop there because now I'm probably going to be going to the abyss from here on. I ain't going to go there. We only got 5 minutes left in the show.
Nah,
so I ain't
got time. But it's real talk. It's not the abyss. It's real talk. We're going to pause, come right back. We love y'all. So, you know, we going
to
speak our minds and speak our hearts.
Trying to help y'all, man.
It.
Yeah.
We
own
it.
Take
it. We can do that.
It's
the Social
Lab.
TM Hyman Radio Live. We'll be right back.
Look, I know he had you thinking that you don't ever want to love again. You say, no more, let me show you things can be different. And then you get the chance to prove I'm really nothing like him. Oh, 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 oh. And I know you put some nerves in you, baby, baby.
That is Jay Styles with Breathe Again. What's up? Look, it's coming to a close. Thank y'all for listening. Thank you for rocking with us. We love you guys. And, yeah, check out the podcast about 20 minutes after we go off air. TMHymanRadio.com.
Right.
Yes. Oh, and if you have any music or you want to reach out, you want to be on the show,
you want
to
get
know
on the
someone
mixtape?
That would like to be on the show, you want to get on the mixtape, hit us up at tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com.
Yep.
You know, yeah, do that. And tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. Yes, because you know how we get. You know, I'll tell you. Hey, don't send me no trash.
Word. I'm trying to get some dips on
the floor.
I can keep extra dips with.
Coming soon.
Volume 1.
Yes. Y'all look for that. So we check y'all out on Wednesday. Excuse me. This is Monday. Check y'all out on Wednesday. Y'all be safe out there. Stay off the streets if you don't need to be in them.
Black men, get in position. Black men, get in position.
Word, man. And not that position. And not that position. Okay?
That's
educate
right.
yourself while you're on a snow break. Read a book while you're on a snow break. Try that. Enlighten your mind.
Without manhood.
Hey, not so bad. We die because of lack of knowledge, folks. Hey, Sabe, you're crazy,
man. People perish.
I just got to say that.
Hey.
Yo, you're crazy.
I'm not, hey, man. I'm misunderstood. That's all. I'm just misunderstood.
Oh, yes, horribly. I know.
That's my story, and I'm thinking
of you're crazy. We are that crew, that team, that network, TM Prime and Radio. We will see you on Wednesday. Peace, everybody.
Talk radio show. Real talk radio show. TM Hyman Live, Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live, Talk Radio Show.